You're listening to SBS News.
Packed emergency departments, increased ambulance wait times and burned out medical staff. Doctors claim the strain on the health and hospital system is the worst it's been in decades. President of the Australasian College for Emergency Medicine, Dr. John Bonning.
We are not looking forward to winter. We're facing unprecedented levels of staff burnout, nursing resignations. We care about our patients, we care about our people, but we need some help.
During the height of COVID in Australia, emergency department presentations declined. Elective surgeries were cancelled. Telemedicine was widely used and infectious diseases like influenza dropped significantly. But Dr. Bonning says emergency department presentations are now exceeding pre-COVID levels and doctors are struggling.
And that is where the problem is now manifest in ED, when we have 70 or 80% of our patients in the emergency department waiting for a bed in a system that can't cope with them.
The Victorian Ambulance Union says the congestion means paramedics are spending hours waiting to transfer patients. Secretary Danny Hill says the capacity of paramedics has been drastically affected.
Our paramedics, our members, they'll work like a 10 or 12 hour shift, normally do 10 or 12 cases, but at the moment they're only doing one or two cases per shift because they're spending the entire time ramped at the hospitals.
Response times for Victorian ambulances grew last quarter. Paramedics were on site in under 15 minutes for the most serious cases about 79% of the time, compared with 82% the year before. Danny Hill says in an emergency, minutes count.
And at the moment, we're looking at one in five patients not getting an ambulance in within the 15-minute response time target. So if it's a cardiac arrest, if it's a heart attack, if it's a serious stroke, every minute counts towards the patient being able to survive.
It comes just days after a 32-year-old woman was found dead in her Caulfield North home, 6.5 hours after she called 000. The Victorian Premier's office has told SBS $9 billion has been invested over the next 4 years to ensure hospitals and local health services come out of the pandemic stronger than ever, and that the Victorian government is working closely with Ambulance Victoria and health services to look at what more can be done. The Australian Medical Association's Dr. Omar Khorshid says the current crisis is the result of the ED becoming the safety net for inefficiencies in other parts of the health system, with emergency physicians treating mental health patients, aged care and others with nowhere else to go.
And we've known for a very long time that if we get that care right, if we get the care of people living with chronic diseases or people living in aged care institutions right, we can avoid them coming to hospital.
He says long term the system needs better collaboration and a more efficient model of funding, and in the short term, more beds and more nurses. Dr. Omar Khorshid says he fears without an urgent response, another major COVID outbreak could spell disaster.
But how on earth are we going to cope once COVID does come to Australia? Right now, our hospitals are bursting at the seams every single day with code yellow and code black type emergencies happening because they're so full.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.